Mina's Quest by K.M. Payton. Read by Evelyn McLean. 1. The foal lay out on the saltings, where it had been thrown by a Roman soldier. It was very weak, near dead, which is why it had been abandoned. The distraught dam had been ridden out that morning on a raiding party, and was now far away. The foal was alone. The crows circled overhead, waiting to peck out its eyes, and the tide was creeping up. The foal struggled to get up, but was too weak. The ground beneath him was cold and wet. Instinct told him that he lacked the vital needs to live, and he fought against it. His heart was large, but his body weak. After the useless struggle, he lay still and closed his eyes. A crow landed on his ribs and cawed with anticipation. Mina looked down from the wooden quay which lay on the seaward side of the fort where she lived, and saw the crow sitting on something that feebly moved. Mina had eyes like a hawk. She was used to being called out by one of the lookouts to check a movement out at sea, although she was only a girl. She could make out the movement of the crow and knew its intention. She picked up a stone and threw it, hard and accurate, and the crow flew off with a squawk. The foal jerked as the stone hit it. "Why, it's a foal!" She had thought it was a strayed sheep, fallen on its back like the stupid things often did. But a foal! She jumped down from the quay and ran along the path under the wall, shouting for her brother Serdic. He was collecting driftwood on the high tide line and looked up at her shout.